Understand it in everything. But he is not everything. He is achinta bheda bheda, simultaneously one and different. That is explained in this verse. In a material condition, we have a conception of beginning and middle and end, but for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are no such things. The universal cosmic manifestation is also the Virat Rup that was known to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, since the Lord is present everywhere and all the time, he is the absolute truth and greatest. He is complete in greatness. God is great. And how he is great is explained here. Shababarki. Any comments? Questions? It's okay? Any objections? I don't know exactly. Time, right? Time is the external manifestation of the Paramatma. There's Mahavishnu, and he expands himself as Shiradakshaya Vishnu and enters into the material world. Remember again, this is Pradhan. And he goes in and comes out with different forms. Hare Ball, Hare Krishna. Prakriti. Manifest like that. So how is it manifested? At beginning. Probably you check every language in the world, there's some kind of concept for like beginning, start, like that, and finish. Time. Everybody's aware of time. Time. Time for lunch. Time for sleep. Time to quit. So beginning, and in between beginning something and finishing it, there is something like that, what you call it, So time is, fundamental conception. Three modes of material nature are the manifestation of time. Beginning is what mode? Things are begun in, I guess so. And they're continuing in. They continue, and when they're terminated in ignorance. And so that's the whole mirror, upon which we see the reflection of all this variety. All this variety is reflected on those things. Unless it makes the material. Okay? So he is those things. But of course, it maybe means something else to Evan. You're much more intelligent than we are. You mean many things. Okay? Manu. See, Manu Uvacha. This is the third prayer, I think. Manu Uvacha. Supreme Living Being has created this material world of animation. It is not that he was created by this material world. When everything is silent, the Supreme Being stays awake as a witness. The living entity does not know him, but he knows everything. Within the universe, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his super soul feature, is present everywhere, wherever there are animate or inanimate beings. Therefore, we should accept only that which is allotted to him. One should accept only that which is allotted to him, and one should not desire to infringe on the property of others. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly watches the activities of the world, no one sees him. However, one should not think that because no one sees him, he does not see, for his power to act and see is never diminished. Therefore, everyone should worship the super soul who always stays within the individual soul as a friend. Supreme Personality of God, he has no beginning, middle, nor end, nor does he belong to a particular nation or person. He has no outside nor inside. The dualities found within the material world, like beginning and end, mine and theirs, are all absent from the Personality of Godhead. The universe which emanates from him is another feature of the Lord. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is the ultimate truth, and he is complete in greatness. Different ways to know Krishna. It's a big topic of what is knowledge, right? Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter is talking about this, no? No, that 13th chapter. 13th chapter is Kshetra, Chapi, Mamvidi, The 14th chapter is modes of nature, and 15th chapter is Purushottam, yoga. So what is, you know, jnana, jnaya, jnayor, is the knower, there's the object of knowledge, there's knowledge, and there's a process of knowledge, right? All these things. But in the end, you know, these are all based upon what? Transcendental knowledge is eternal. It's just like, for example, do you know who the President of the United States is? Okay, 40 years ago, do you know who the President of the United States was? There you go. 50 years in the future. Okay, that's not transcendental knowledge. Yeah. So transcendental knowledge is that, you know, do you know the relationship between the individual soul and the super soul? Huh? You have one verse in the Katha Upanishad? Nityo nityanam chetanam chetananam eko bahunam yobi didati. Come on. There's two more lines too, which we never recite. Like that. Only somebody who sees this is qualified to see the Supreme Lord. Like that. Something like that. Yeah. So that's eternal knowledge. Sat chit. But then, behind everything is ananda. Yeah? Yeah. So actually the chit potency has no basis without ananda. You know, without bliss, you can't really know anything. Yeah, think about that. So I know this, I know that, but you're very morose. You're very depressed. You're smoking cigarettes. You're angry. You're drinking alcohol. Yeah, because you know so many things. Yeah. But that's not really knowledge. It's actually, you don't really know things. Because yeah, the real potency is actually the ananda potency. It's the primary potency. Other ones are actually, you know, based upon that. You know, Radharani is a manifestation of this. Sladini Shakti. Yeah. Sladini, Sandini, Sambit, and Sandini. Okay. So Sandini is Sat. Everything exists. Okay. And we can exist and we can understand it. Oh, there it is. I see what it is. Oh, I understand that. Sambit. And then finally, Sladini Shakti. Okay. And it becomes reflected in the material world as, you know, as goodness, passion, and ignorance. And the high, what is the most degraded thing in the material world is paramore, love. And it's the most elevated thing in the material world. So the mode of ignorance is a reflection of the Ladini Shakti. Yeah, the exact opposite. Just to be, you know, just to be in the material world is the best you can get to. Detached from everything. You know, that's the highest thing in the material world. It's the lowest thing in the spiritual world. Okay? And so behind all these things is Krishna. And in a story I heard from Prabhupada's lips, he came into the temple in Berkeley, sat on the asasana, and said, when I was coming up from Los Angeles, the pilot came back and sat next to me, like that. Hopefully it was a co-pilot. And he said, Swamiji, if God is all good, why is there evil? Hmm? And Prabhupada said, I explained it like this. So you tell me if I explained it properly or not. And he said, the sun, as far as the sun is concerned, all he can see is light. Everywhere the sun looks, there's light. He can't, like, look someplace and not see light. Yeah, yeah. So he said, as long as we're facing the sun, all we see is light. But when we turn away from the sun, we see our own enormous shadow. Like that. I mean, how big a shadow do you produce in terms of the sun? Yeah, yeah. But for you, it's big enough. One time in Berkeley, it was a nice spring day in Berkeley, California, and it was actually kind of the first real nice spring day after winter, and, you know, cold and raining, and you know, somebody's kind of out walking around. It was a Saturday too, and fresh air and flowers and birds. So I came to this one stop sign there waiting. Everybody's happy. This one guy came up in an old car. It was like kind of shaking, and there's smoke coming up through the floorboard like that. He looked like he was taking it to some junkyard or something where he worked. And he kind of had to shave, and he had a cigarette in his mouth, smoking, and looked really miserable. And the radio blasting away with this really heavy, harsh music. And I saw, wow, it was a convertible too. It was like he had created this little hell for himself. Like that. Because it was a very nice day. It was just like, wow, it was like isolated, little, you know, made a little hell, you know, portable hell, you know, like that, like that stuff. You know? But that's our situation. We create our own shadow, right? We turn it back on Krishna, and it's not very big, you know, but it's big enough for us, you know. So the whole material world exists. Yeah. But the point is that from Krishna's point of view, there's no dualities. Yeah? Yeah. When Krishna wakes up in the morning, when the roosters crow, you know, cock-a-doodle-doo, cray-cray-kimome, whatever your language is, then Krishna goes, washes his hands, mouth, and face, and sits down and meditates upon. Why does he have to do that? Why does he meditate on the Virat Roop? Well, why does he meditate on the universal form or the Paramatma? Yeah? Because he has no choice, as probably said in the purport. He gives these options. You know, he can meditate on the Virat Roop. In the beginning of Maharaj Pariksit's instructions from Sukadeva Goswami, 2.1, he says, meditate on the Virat Roop. Just think about these things. You know, I'm the taste of water, I'm the fragrance of the earth, I'm the light of the sun, I'm above among bodies of water, I'm the ocean, among purifiers, I am the wind, among seasons, I am spring, among beasts, I am the octopus, alligator, giraffe, lion. So, you meditate on these things. Very potent. And to help you meditate, sit properly, do asanas, pranayama. That's the first chapter. Okay, then a little more advanced, to meditate on the Paramatma. Same thing in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, Krishna finishes by saying, ekang sena stito jagat. But what's the use of all these details? Lions, tigers, giraffes, frogs, trees, pine trees, birds, I maintain everything, with one spark of my splendor. So that's Paramatma meditation. But Krishna has no choice. He is all these things. They're not different from him. Not different from him. So he can't meditate. He can't meditate on anything else. We're more fortunate. Something like that. Our position. So this is inconceivable. Different acharyas try to explain this. One time, one lady came to the Sunday feast in Berkeley. This was during the heydays of the Berkeley Temple, when we had the mother's parties and lots of money coming in. I was a treasurer, and it was $1 million a year collecting. That was about 1976, 77. So I don't know, with inflation by now, probably something like about, $5 million a year. Something like that. Yep. Even more than that. So let's say $5 million a year. You can imagine how the temple president was, start this project, do that part, for Sodom cart, buy two more houses. Buy a farm, And so the Sunday feast was about a 14-course feast, And it would ring the bell and bring in the bucket and they announce these preparations. Vanilla pudding, Carob pudding, Lemon pudding, No, it was a whole thing like that. And of course, you can imagine, only Berkeley is famous for Mad Men, but even they would come to the Sunday feast. It was like, it's like free food. 14-course free feast like that, Who's not going to come? And also today he was paying for what's his name? I have his name now. He's an actor. He's in Los Angeles. He's a professional actor. I don't know. He was worshiping Jesus Christ. That's Prabhupada. He worshiped more than Jesus Christ. He moved to Texas afterwards. To Dallas. Got divorced like everybody else. He's a monoprost actor. Almost got his name. Anyway, he was there, he was an actor. Yeah. So they have dramas and theaters, and Madhupanda came through with the Butcher's Nightmare. These biker guys came in to watch the play, and he prasadam. So this one lady came looking for her daughter who left in New York or something and joined the Hare Krishnas. And she's going all over the world to all of our temples every Sunday and look for her daughter, like all these people like that, And she was a little afraid or something of being there alone, so she brought a Catholic priest with her, and he came in a little nervous like that, but after a few minutes, you tell her, nothing weird going to happen. He's just kind of simple people, So she was walking around looking for people and asked me, and I don't know her, And then he was looking bored, so I started to talk to him about our philosophy and stuff. And I started, just listening, yogis. Then I started talking about Achintabheda Tattva, and right away he looked at me, much more intensely, Because it's a big issue. Big issue in many churches. Okay, I'm giving you something, right? And I say, okay, I've written this now. I don't want you to change it one iota. What does that mean? You heard that phrase before? Well, iota means letter I, But it means don't change it. Don't change it one dot like that. Don't change one iota. So it comes from a time when the Catholic Church, in its beginning, was arguing over the phrase homo uncli I. You can say homo uncli I, or you can say homo uncli us. Right? And one way it means I and God. It translated in English, it means I and God are one. Yeah? But one case it means I and God are the same person. The other case it means I and God are the same quality, like that. Homo unclius, homo unclii. Now I don't know which means which, but the original was homo unclii. I had a big battle over this. And the end of the conclusion is we won't, whether it's right or wrong, we're not going to change Holy Scripture one iota, homo unclii. And so it will stay that way, whatever it means. So I don't know what their thing was, whether Jesus Christ is God, a person, or he's the same quality as God the Father, you know, like that. Or Latin, Greek scholar left here. You know. So they have big battles over these things, you know, physical wars over these, you know, concepts and stuff, because they're very fundamental. And after I was explaining this to the guy, he was really listening and asking questions. Your idea about God and God and the manifest presence is like this and that. You know. And afterwards, I saw him in the bookstore, like in the bookstore, looking at the books and stuff like that. Because it's very serious points. You know? Another Christian movie, what was the one? It showed every Easter. Easter? It's the one with Anthony Quinn plays Caiaphas. Really good. You know? It took about 3 nights to show it. So finally, they drag him in front of the Sanhedrin, the court, to have him judged at midnight. Midnight, when none of his supporters are there, and all the little demons are saying, "Oh, his followers ate. You know, they ate honey on a codicil. They didn't wash their mouth after this and that. You know, all these little things like that." You know, and Jesus is kind of standing there in chains or something, and Caiaphas, this Anthony Quinn, the head priest, is like just looking at him. You know, and finally he raises his hand. And all the little demons become quiet. He said, "You're all missing the point." What's that? He says he's the Son of God. Well, I guess you can eat grains of codicil. I can drink water. You know? And he asks him, "I ask you, Jesus Christ, are you the Son of God?" And he quotes some things from the scriptures and say, "Yeah," basically like that. So then Anthony Quinn's like this tsunami, like just rising up and just ripping his robe open. And he says, "God is one." Like that. Very heavy philosophical point. That God cannot incarnate like that, right? As soon as he has an incarnation, he ceases to be one like that. Yeah? Very heavy, heavy Mayavad philosophy. Yeah? There's a, what's the guy's name? Maimedes? He wrote a book called A Guide for the Perplexed. And it's one of the major Jewish, like, commentaries. And maybe last century, like 19th century or something like that. But still, one of the most powerful things. And I was told, it says, not only is God impersonal, God must be impersonal. Right? Not only is God impersonal, God has to be impersonal. Right? The very fact of the matter, logically, is more important than the facts, is the logic. Right? Because you're jnanis. Yeah? So here is making the same point, that he has no beginning, no middle, no end. But he sees everything. It's contradictory. Well, in some ways, it's inconceivable. As long as you're on this platform of jnana, right? But when you come to Ananda, in your relationship with Krishna, then it's all true. You see, it's all true. Yeah, yeah. He sees everything, but he's, you know. Can God create a rock that he can't lift? It's so heavy you can't lift it? Yeah. It's a typical challenge from the atheist, yeah. So God's all powerful. Can he create a rock he can't lift? You know? Yes? Yeah. But he's not all powerful then. Yeah, he is. Because then he would go ahead and lift it anyway. But it's a contradiction. Yeah. Okay. At some point, you can actually appreciate these things. You know. Hey, you there. Little girl with red hair. Hey, you. You, you're there. Don't pick on me. I'll just have to eat you after. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. I'm not actually Hanuman Prasakshya, I'm a Rakshasha. This guy's a Hanuman Prasakshya. I eat bad little girls. We're a bad girl. You're a good girl. Any more questions? Yeah, Manu's prayer is very philosophical. Because by discussing these things, understanding them, which you can do, everybody can do. Everybody can understand these things. And then you have to understand it in your own way, your own perspective like that. Yeah, like that. The cobbler and the Brahmin. Yeah. Why did he believe? Do you think Krishna could put an elephant through the eye of a needle? Can you do that?
doesn't think that. Oh, okay. Okay. But you seem like, you see fig seeds in the figs, the little seeds, but inside of every one of those is a big tree, right? So if you can put a whole tree inside a little seed like that, why can't he go through, put an elephant through the eye of a needle? Yeah. Yeah. This was the cobbler's explanation. So I sit under this tree chanting, and these banyan seeds fall down. It's like a fig seed. And every single one of those seeds is a whole tree, banyan tree, as big as, you know, big as this block, big as 2-3 blocks. It's huge, some of these banyan trees. It's all there. It's okay. If you put that big banyan tree inside of the seed, why can't you, you know, put the elephant to lie and eat it like that? Yeah? Same examples in the Bible, huh? Yeah? Same examples in the Bible. Yeah. There was a rich man, a young, pious man, came to Jesus and said, "Oh, teacher, you know, I've been all the rules and regulations, fasting, doing all these things, you know. What else do I have left to go to the kingdom of God?" And he looked at him and said, "You should get rid of all your possessions and pick up your cross and follow me." And the young man went away with a long face because he was very rich. Okay. And Jesus looked at him and loved him. The karmis are good to this. Because they're following the recommendations. So Jesus looked at him and said, "Verily I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. But by the power of God, all things are possible." So same philosophy, same idea, understanding. Come to the mode of pure goodness. You see the chakra? By logic, by argument, these kind of things, they can take you there. And by emotional service, you get the same result. Right? Same thing. But you have to come to this point of just understanding things very clearly. That's how things are. At that point, then you can really see Krishna. He's not a part of this material world. He's completely transcendental. You know? You've had an experience? You know, chanting and stuff, you get to some point where you can really get in the mode of goodness. You know? When I get in the mode of goodness, I read Prabhupada's books. It's just a different experience. You know, this is it. It's absolute. This is just, you know. Not speculation. Yeah. Other things you can tell. The authors even say, well, I'm writing about what I think about and stuff. You can see that. You can see it's just, you know, superficial. Yeah. Some acharyas, some Prabhupada's godbrothers are supposed to be very, very, very advanced. And I'm reading their books in comparison to Prabhupada's books. I feel a little passion, a little bit, you know, for fame, prestige, male and female relations, like that, you know. Honor, prestige, joking, you know, battle of the sexes, like that. Yeah. So Prabhupada's books are only perceivable in the mode of pure goodness, like that. Other things, they disappear. One devotee, Lokanath, our puppeteer, he's traveling with a puppet show, Lokanath Maharani. He said, you know, he was a musician before. He studied music for 5 years at Fort Collins, University of Colorado, not Colorado, Denver University. And he said before he used to like, you know, Beethoven, you know, Mozart, different people like that. But he said now, after listening to the devotional music, he was actually, after some time, listening to like Beethoven, and he says, all this violent passion. It's all this like, you know, some symmetry, some, you know, meaning, but mostly just like this big, you know, godless display of energy. You know, something here, something there. That's about it, you know. So, but Prabhupada's books, then we begin to appreciate these things. Get in the mode of goodness. You know, meditate on these prayers by Manu so much here. You just take one prayer, you know, meditate on it for some time, and then, wow, you've got to get so much comprehension. You know, Manu will bless you. You know, that you get realization like that. Yeah? Never, who is it? Lochandas? Who was Lochandas? He said, anybody who reads Srimad Bhagavatam is my friend. It's time of death, it's good to have friends like that. You know, Yamaraj comes to you for playing video games at Hewlett Packard. Take her to the hell, Hewlett Packard hell. Like that, you know. Yeah. And then Lochan Das will say, "Leave him alone. He's my friend." Okay. But you got to read Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah. No, but somebody, Srimad Bhagavatam is an interactive video game. Because, you know, so many things are connected, right? Different stories are connected to different people like that. You get hyperlinks in between the Manus and, you know, Hiranyakasipu, Hiranyaksha, and kind of get lost in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Try and find Krishna. Right?
go in the first canto and try and make it to Krishna for all these different, like, manus and manvantars and, yeah, what they indicate like that. Wow. What kind of picture of Krishna is there here? Yeah, I don't know. It's embedded somewhere in the program like that. I'm sorry, you have to go back to Ayodhya again. Worship Ram. I'll win tomorrow. There's so much to do. You know, when we're asleep, we think, oh, nothing to do in spiritual life. Oh, got to chant my rounds. I'll chant them quick so I can finish them. Somebody says that if you try, anybody who tries to, only a demon tries to finish his rounds quickly. Is that this Harinam Kadamani? Harinam Chinam Kadamani. Only a demon tries to finish his rounds quickly. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay, any more comments? So, Pāpāt ki, acinta beda beda tattva ki, rāpa manandi hari. Okay, now, we can chant Hare Krishna. And after that, we'll chant Hare Krishna. Okay. Time for Sankirtan results. How many cameras did you sell? Not enough. Huh? Yeah. Also, too, maybe you know, never can tell. Somebody else says, "Oh, hey, I saw."
Pass it your card. Web page to the camera. The idea was I'm supposed to go and get that car, and you know, I was a little wider than that. It's one book on the shelf, and it's two like that. And something like that, it's hard to make that up, you know, kind of, so I'm never going to go. And drive a few people actually, you know, my Christian car, and you know, it took a while to get up. Yeah, that's a good thing. Especially the places like that.